Two of the biggest reasons. Number one, people feel good about it. They're not trapped in a plan that makes them pay for things they don't believe in. They know their money is going to help people. And the second reason, people save a lot of money. Maybe you've heard us mention the typical family saves about $500 a month switching to MediShare. And one more big question, does it work? The answer is yes, 1,000 times yes, or 400,000 times, since that's how many MediShare members there are, and they've shared over $2 billion in medical expenses. So easy to find out right now how MediShare can work for you. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, 855-90-BIBLE.
And good morning. Right now it is 8:32, and this past look at Cal Thomas's commentary has been brought to you by Overlees Woods Lumber Company. Time now for our community connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. And it is always a great Monday to have smiling faces in here, and I want to welcome back Elizabeth Thrash and also Dana Hardy. Welcome to Community Connection.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, and we're going to talk about St. John Catholic School and something that has been talked about a lot lately, over the past 15, 20 years, I guess. It's really come to the forefront. It's dyslexia awareness. And, and if you'd like to go ahead with that, I'd really like to.
Okay. Thank you, Tom, first for having us.
Sure.
And, the Bartlesville Radio. Yes, St. John's Catholic School is presenting a community-wide event. And, hey, it's free.
Well, you gotta like the price, huh?
It is basically to bring more awareness for parents and for educators of the signs of dyslexia and also the resources that are available for everyone. It is this Thursday, September 12th at 6:30 at Father Lynch Hall, which is on 8th Street between Keeler and Johnstone.
Very, very good. Dyslexia is a word that's it's hard to spell, but if you're a person who's, you know, affected with dyslexia, sometimes everything can be hard to spell. And this is something that it seems so complicated, and it probably is. And I know it's above my pay grade, and that's why I'm going to ask Dana Hardy, first of all, what is dyslexia?
Well, there's some myths out there about what dyslexia is that some people think, oh, I know what that is. It's seeing words backwards. But actually, it's not a vision problem at all. It takes place in the phonological part of your brain. Kids have a difficulty processing the sounds of our language. Mm-hmm. So if I said to you, cat, a child who's very dyslexic has a hard time dividing that into the three sounds of C-A-T and produce, and, you know, figuring that out. They have a hard time blending. They may have a hard time rhyming. And the signatures for dyslexia are, you know, the difficulty in spelling, the difficulty in reading. They might be a compensator where they see a word and look at the first letter and just guess, make a wild guess what the rest of the word is. And so it's very difficult for them to decode text. And because of that, it's difficult to comprehend it, too. And it becomes a really big problem for them as they go through school.
And this doesn't mean that necessarily a child can't learn, because there have been several people who've gone on to fantastic careers because this was identified and they were able to compensate or to navigate with dyslexia.
Absolutely. And they found that the whole language method of teaching kids with dyslexia really doesn't work for them.
Mm-hmm.
It just causes more problems, makes them do more of the compensating that is very very devastating for them trying to read.
Imagine.
So the principles have been established that came down by Orton Gillingham are now called structured literacy. And that program has been looked at for years and years and has been found that this is really the best way to help kids learn. They go through a structured literacy program using multisensory teaching, and it starts clicking. And it's just amazing. What the program I'm using is Take Flight. And it comes from the Scottish Rite Hospital in Dallas, Texas, and has been researched there. It's amazing to see kids that are non-readers slowly but surely start to become readers, and not only able to read, but their confidence is back. Because when a child can't read, you can imagine what that does to their self-esteem in the classroom.
Goodness sakes, indeed. We're speaking with Dana Hardy, and you're an academic language therapist. And that tells me you spent a lot of years learning things that other people probably are going, huh?
Yes, I got my bachelor's degree in communicative disorders in elementary ed and my master's degree in reading. But what really taught me how to help kids with dyslexia is a program that the program I went through is through Payne Education, Oklahoma City. And it's a two-year program, and it requires me to go to, I think, about 200 hours of instruction and a lot of reading. I had to do a lot of reading. And then 700 hours of working with children with the, that have reading problems, working the program, seeing them improve, learning how to make it, to do it on a therapeutic level. And it's been a great experience.
What drew you to this?
Excuse me?
What drew you to this, to take up this field of study and then to become a teacher and to help?
I've always liked help being a teacher and teaching, but when you see kids that are in fifth grade and they can't read and they're just kind of caught in the system and not making improvement year after year, you think, okay, there's got to be something out there that helps them. And so that's why I pursued the teaching, reading degree, and still I didn't feel like I had enough tools in my toolbox to really help children. This program that I went through with structured literacy finally gave me the answers that I needed to help kids overcome their problems of reading.
Wow. And, you know, Elizabeth, this is something that was brought to my attention the first time I met with everyone from St. John's School, was that we have this program available, and that is kind of rare for an independent school.
Yes, and especially in Oklahoma, that's the reason we want to bring awareness of, again, not only what dyslexia is, but the resources available. And, you know, some of the people that you might not think have dyslexia are like Henry Winkler, the Fonz, Jennifer Aniston. We've got also listed as Richard Branson of the Virgin you know, airlines and group. Also F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Wow.
Yeah. So obviously there are accomplished people that have gone on, even though they have dyslexia. And also there are many people in the community that in talking with them about dyslexia, you know, they make comments, I didn't know I had dyslexia until I was in college, or I didn't know until I was an adult. And we've got some really good resources, speakers at our event. We're very blessed to have these noted speakers. We have Miss America, I'm sorry, Miss Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. She might be Miss America.
Close enough, I was going to say.
Yeah. Miss Oklahoma 2019, Addison Price, who is a dyslexia learner. Mm-hmm. And she's going to share her journey in life. Also, we have Michelle Kuiper, who is the founder of Decoding Dyslexia Oklahoma. She had a child, and she just became a good advocate for dyslexia. Ultimately, she's founded Decoding Dyslexia. And then also, she was appointed at the state level to the Dyslexia Education Task Force, and she became chair in order to write. They just published a dyslexia handbook, the task force did, and she was the chair of that group. So she's very knowledgeable, and she can bring to us more details about dyslexia and definitely resources available.
Very, very interesting, and it also inspiring, too, that these folks were able to have, you know, it identified, and they were able to find ways to work through it. And this is what we do at St. John.
Right.
Absolutely. Michelle is really an amazing person. She's kind of dedicated her life to helping her son and others that were in his situation. She knew things weren't right at the kindergarten level, and she's going to share her story more at the event. But she had a teacher at kindergarten level say, you know, not all kids go to college, referring to her son. And she's like, how can you say that about my son in kindergarten? And so she's really been an advocate in her district and on the state level to get things in place to help kids that have this problem, and has really done some amazing things. And our handbook just came out, and it's in September, I think, August, September, and it's now on the Oklahoma Department of Education's website under special education. And it's a great resource for teachers, principals, and parents. There's a section for parents. It talks about what dyslexia is, how to diagnose it, the proper types of teaching for it, and they've really did a great job on putting that handbook together.
This is absolutely amazing, and it seems like taking flight is very apt for this, because we are taking flight. Kids are learning to soar to heights that they never thought that they could. Parents, of course, are pleased as punch that that the kids are engaged and working at a higher level than they were before. And when the school came up with this, how long ago has it been that we've started with the dyslexia program?
Well, it's been about really 3 years,
I think.
Well, this is good. We're going into our fourth year now.
Oh, going into year four.
The first 2 years was I just needed to get my hours, and I went to St. John's because I had taught there before and said, I'm becoming an academic language therapist. I had need to get 700 hours working with students, and he said, God sent you.
We've got 700 right here.
Yeah, right.
So they gave me the students I needed that were struggling in reading, and just I saw one person go from being a beginning reader to pretty much being able to read on level within a year and a half, and that is not typical. But for her, it really clicked, and once it clicked, she just started going through the lessons really quickly. I had another little boy who was reading a book at the beginning of the year, and he had to abandon it because it was too hard. And then at the end of the year, he was reading it again, and he said, Mrs. Hardy, I used to look at that book, and it looked like it's something a college kid could read, but now it looks like a book that a kid my age can read.
And
so it's just so amazing that if you start helping them make those connections in their brain, because what they're doing is they're using one area of their brain and trying to do everything visual. And once you start connecting to the areas in your brain that, pull that sound in, and discovering the sounds of our language and how to dissect our language and put it together, it just starts clicking. And they've actually looked at functional MRIs and seen where it's firing in their brain, a child who's dyslexic. Mm-hmm. And then after going through structured literacy, you can see their brain is changing. It actually changes their brain, and it's firing in other areas. So it's really quite wonderful to be able to get this to our students.
Elizabeth, who knew?
I know.
Yeah.
And another aspect of it that people don't think about, they only think about reading. Mm-hmm. It's been amazing results in math for students that were reading math problems and trying to determine that and had dyslexia. After going through our program, their grades are coming up in math. If you think about it, anything that you read, especially a math problem,
I never thought about that. You've got the written numbers.
Right. Well, and just the overall problem and trying to read it out, it is significant. So this is not only helping in reading, it's helping in so many other areas. And another thing, just think about this self-confidence that these students are gaining. Mm-hmm. Because of the fact that they can read now, a lot of students and parents don't know what is wrong with me, what is wrong with my child, and this is what it's about. And so it does build self-esteem. I have testimonies from parents that it actually changed their family life because there's less frustration on that child and the parent. So just in a daily getting up and, reading their homework, for instance, mm-hmm. think of the stress that it causes on a family. And so it just goes far beyond what the classroom and what we're talking about in reading.
Very good.
And I was going to add to that is so often when we have kids that are having problems with reading, we think, let's just hold them back and mm-hmm. let them, give them another year in the third grade mm-hmm. or the second grade or wherever they're at. That's not going to help a child with dyslexia. What they need is a different type of instruction, and they need it on a more intensive level. And so it's really important that our schools get on board, get familiar with the handbook. That's, we're inviting everyone, including the public schools, please come to this mm-hmm. event, listen to our Miss Oklahoma and Michelle Kuiper and their stories and their journeys of how they were able to overcome the difficulties associated with dyslexia.
And once again, Elizabeth, we've got that coming up on Thursday?
Yes, this Thursday, 6:30 to about 8:30, depends on how many questions we have. Mm-hmm. It is a free event at Father Lynch Hall, which is on 8th Street. between Johnstone and Keeler. There's plenty of parking. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for everyone. We want to provide this information to anyone who's interested, even thinks maybe their child has dyslexia or some issue, and definitely getting more education and resources out to our teachers and our educators, and especially in Oklahoma.
Now, once again, if folks don't know anything about St. John's School, how do we introduce them? This is okay. A great thing to do here, of course, but where can they find you online?
Yes, we're at www.sjcs-ok.org, or please call 918-336-0603.
We have a nice little history with our school, don't we?
Oh, yes. St. John's Catholic School has been in the community since 1912. And so, yes, there's quite a bit of history. Some of our alumni are noted all around the nation, mm-hmm. noted in their different industries and so forth. So it's been just kind of sitting back and now we're doing some great new programs this year. So we're, like Dana said, we were really blessed when she came on board, and now we were able to have resources to really make this available. We have students from Nowata, Collinsville area, Osage. So it reaches way beyond our Bartlesville area.
Got a lot of reach there,
don't you? Yes, yes, yes.
So once again, the big night is coming up Thursday the 12th, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Father Lynch Hall at 8th and Keeler. And it is called Community Dyslexia Awareness. And, of course, Addison Price, Miss Oklahoma, and her story. And Michelle Kuiper's story sounds like the one that's going to hit home with a lot of people.
If you have a question on anything, Michelle Kuiper knows the answer. She's been doing this for her son, who was a kindergartner, is now a senior. So she's been hitting this heavy for many, many years.
Very, very good. Now, is there any kind of reservation? Do you have to RSVP or
no, just come as you are?
All right. Come with an open mind and ready to learn.
Yes. And questions, any yes. Questions, yeah. And we're also fortunate to have Miss Oklahoma. She will be doing a student assembly at our school during the day. So she will be talking and sharing directly with our students, and our faculty. So we're really blessed to have that opportunity as well.
Well, thank you very much, Dana. Pleasure meeting you. Elizabeth, great seeing you again.
Thank you.
And once again, folks, the big event is coming up Thursday, September 12th at 6:30 at Father Lynch Hall. Thank you very much for being on our program, Community Connection, brought to you by Arnold Moore and NeCamp Funeral Home.
Thank you.
All righty.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders Anderson. 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows and Doors at Overlee's Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and NeCamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and NeCamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and NeCamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free.
Abraham Lincoln said, "Financial success is purely metallic. The man who gains it has 4 metallic attributes: gold in his palm, silver on his tongue, brass in his face, and iron on his heart." There are many in our society to whom this statement would apply. Those who have as their goal in life solely the acquisition of material wealth lose their love for God and men. Christ said, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Those who fall into this trap will lose their greatest possession, their soul. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? The soul of each person exceeds the wealth of the entire world. Which is more important, your finances or the future of your soul? I'm Jim Dearman with a brief message of truth for the world.
This radio reminder is brought to you by Davis Family Funeral Home Dewey and Walker Brown Chapel. The Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition meets the second Thursday of each month from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Call for the current month's location. This grassroots movement is open to everyone interested in decreasing death by suicide. For more information, call Stella Schaff, 918-338-9737.